Great. And my update is that we've appointed a new person for CON policy. Her name is Beth Nagel. She was hoping to be here, but she had a commitment that was unavoidable. You may still get to meet her by the end of the meeting. She's trying to get here. So that's my exciting news. We're glad to have her.
To help us out, Beth would succeed whom?
Irma and Lonnie combined. Irma Lopez and Lonnie Barnett.
Thank you, Scott. The CON evaluation section update, Talika, please. Either one. It's up to you.
This is Talika from the evaluation section. In your binder, you have the CON annual report for financial year 2011, and you also have two other sets of report, the compliance activity report and the program activity reports. Do you have any questions, or do you want me to go over these reports or some specific areas?
Any questions? I have one or a comment, but others. The only comment I'd make, Talika, is I've received personal visits and phone calls from people that have received compliance letters specific as to psychiatric beds. And I think there's an 85% occupancy requirement. And what I'm hearing is that, though we talked about it at our January meeting about the shortage of psychiatric beds, and we've got a group that's going to look into that, that I'm hearing that many don't operate at the 85%. And just that's all. I'm not making a comment one way or another. It's just that's what I'm hearing.
Let me make a comment. I need to do a lot of homework before making any recommendations. And as people have served with me know, I do that. I've heard the same anecdote from other people as from Dr. Cowling's story, including the present CEO, Henry Ford, had a similar anecdote. We need to find out where those places are that aren't being filled, because they can't be where the patients are. Therefore, we need to look into that, and as I've told Chip and some other people, I thought of some extremely low-cost solutions, which I'm exploring. Low-cost to no-cost solutions, which we are presently exploring. But we need to figure out where are these beds that aren't being filled in relation to where the population is.
Thank you.
We do have a list of all the facilities in each of the occupancy level. So at any point, if you need that information, we can provide that to you. And just to make a note that we have started the compliance investigation, and thanks to Andrea Moore, our compliance analyst, for doing an outstanding job, and our student interns has also helped us in going through all these historical files and making sure that we have the correct data. So we have all those information.
On behalf of the commission, I think I can say we applaud the compliance efforts of Andrea, Talika, and the whole team. It's great to be saying, here are the standards, you must comply with the standards, but we need to look at the standards as well. But no, keep up the good work on the compliance end of things.
Thank you.
Commissioner Landstrom?
Commissioner Landstrom, as a commissioner, I would really like to see where are all of our psychiatric beds, what are their occupancy for adult and for pediatrics, and which of the many different levels of compliance is that organization required to meet. I think that's going to be important for us to understand as we balance, you know, this experience of people not having enough psychiatric beds, yet understanding we've got excess somewhere.
I'll make a comment. You're absolutely correct. You couldn't be more correct. And one of the things that just starting to explore this is there are various staggered levels of compliance. It started off at 85%, then the most recent one is 60%. And I've railed away at the open heart that if somebody was at 85% 10 years ago and now is at 60%. Now, let's say they're at 70%, but the new level is 60%. Why are we upset with them at being at 70% when everyone came after them gets to be 60%? We need to look at the whole thing, as you said, and look at consistency. And the work group, Dr. Cowley, will be helping me. We'll try to figure out compliance issues and try to figure out where the empty beds are, where they need it, and then get back to the commission.
Bless you both for working on
that. Well, thank you.
Commissioner Cowling, I would just add that actually it's not just a matter of knowing where the open beds might be, but it's also looking at how we can hold those institutions accountable for turning down admissions when there are open beds using their the explanation of wrong milieu. We frequently hear that they have an open bed, but they will refuse to take the patient. So there's still a lot of big questions.
Yeah, Commissioner Mukherjee, I just want to emphasize what Dr. Sandler mentioned initially. This is an extraordinarily complex issue that, at least from my vantage point, is under the most scrutiny of any healthcare issue that I've seen in quite some time. This is being scrutinized with tremendous intensity by the TJC, by CMS, and by the payers as well. The complications that occur from these disorders are not someone can have a clot, not someone that can die from an infectious process, but the complications are things as bodily harm to other, I don't want to say members of the, inpatients within the psychiatric unit, but also self-inflicted harm. And these are, eventually this will all come into play. And I'm very glad that both of you are doing it and the fact that you're both practicing physicians as well, too. So you'll be able to get an excellent perspective of this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Talika, back to you.
Definitely we can bring those information back at the next commission meeting, which are the facilities at different occupancy levels, and also within that time we'll receive their responses as to what the explanations are for, you know, meeting or not meeting the requirements. And also what we have asked them to verify, it's not only a volume compliance check, it is also a check on all the other project delivery requirements. So if they are meeting all those other requirements in the project delivery. So we can provide that information.
No, go ahead. I was just going to add, if you could have it ready before the June meeting, that would be great. And then get it out to us, so to the extent that Drs. Cowling and Sandler want to get started on their analyses, that would be good. If you can get it out by then.
The data. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Well, when this is Commissioner Sandler, when Brenda decides that there would be staffing available for this work group, then we would get back to you about all of this data so it could be presented to the stakeholders who choose to come to the work group for thoughtful discussion. And I've asked a number of the people who have testified in the past to send us precisely what their concerns are in advance so that it can be circulated so it can be more efficient.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thanks, Lou.
If there are no other questions, then, commissioners, there is another item I want to bring to your attention, if I may. Last September, you passed language in the MRT standards regarding how to process new cancer case data for a new MRT service. This language was adopted by you as a technical change to the final version of the standards and was adopted without a public hearing. The department understood that this language was passed in an attempt to clarify our current practice of how we process cancer case data. After you passed the language as a technical change, however, some providers want us to read the recent change in the language in a manner that will substantially change our current practice and will almost prohibit any new MRT service in the state. But we, the department, don't believe it was the intent of the commission to prohibit any new MRT service in our state. Rather, we understood that the commission wants to limit establishment of a new MRT service to as substantiated by commitment of new cancer cases. Just to refresh your memory, Section 12.3 now reads, an entity currently operating or approved to operate an MRT service shall not contribute new cancer cases to initiate any MRT service, nor shall new cancer cases treated or reported by an existing MRT service be used by an applicant to support a new MRT service. The Bureau interprets the language as follows. An existing, which is approved or operating MRT service cannot commit new cancer case data towards a new MRT service, or the new cancer cases treated or reported by an existing MRT service cannot be committed by them towards a new MRT service. But a non-MRT entity can commit their new cancer case data as verified by the Cancer Surveillance Program towards a new MRT service. We do not read this language as directing us to exclude any and all new cancer cases reported by a non-MRT entity if these new cases have also received treatment by any existing MRT service. We believe that this interpretation is consistent with the Commission's intent to clarify the language which limits expansion of these services and not to prohibit any new service.
Any questions of Talika about that? As the chairman, that reflects at least my understanding and my recollection of the commission's understanding of that language. But I thank you. That was a very thorough explanation. I thank you for that. Any questions? Dr. Kashishian?
I'm a little confused because, and I'd like to know if we're going to have public comments, because there were public comments that resulted in us making those changes. I'm a little concerned. So an oncologist who's been sending cases to hospital or IMRT provider X for a number of years can now say I'm sending those cases to this new center, IMRT center, Y, and if they get enough oncologists from the community, we'll have another IMRT service, more machines in the state, because is that what we're saying? I want to make sure that I understand.
What we are saying is, to explain the cancer registry, right now we only have the 2009 data available. So if it is a newly diagnosed cancer case in 2009, then that can be committed towards a new MRT service.
At a new provider separate?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions of Talika? Any other questions? Okay. I want to sort of digress a little bit on the CON annual activity report and the annual report. Thank you. Very thorough. Well done. It's good to see that analysis and on a timely basis, so that's great. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Talika. Let's move on. I think, if I'm right, did that cover the entire CON evaluation section update then? Okay. Great. Legal activity report, Mr. Poach.
You have the report in your